Hello, welcome to this podcast on explosion of artificial intelligence. I am Ramanan Devarajan and I am with the technology industry for the last 3 decades. Today, let's see the overview of artificial intelligence, what is GenAI and agentic AI, the business trends, and the global impact and opportunities. AI refers to machines capable of performing tasks that require human-like intelligence. The origin of AI concept dates back to the early 1950s. However, significant developments have occurred over decades, leading to advanced systems we rely on today. In today's context, AI has been integrated in daily life, powered by various applications like virtual assistants, smart home devices, and so on. With an amazing transformation, what AI has done to the mankind in the last few years, let us look at how it is going to transform the mindsets of Gen Alpha and Gen Beta. So Gen Alpha are the people who are born between 2010 to 2024, and Gen Beta 2025 onwards. So if you look at the last 5, Gen X, Y, Z and Alpha, Beta. In 5-6 decades, we have seen from punch cards to the desktops, large, small, then came the laptop, then the tablets, and now the smartwatch and smart glasses, which may be followed by the contact lens, the smart contact lens, and perhaps smart patch chips, which will drive this whole AI and the wearables to a different levels altogether. The question is, when the Gen Beta firms up, what are those children going to see from a technology perspective? They never would have seen a desktop or a laptop. Maybe they may not see a tablet as well. That generation will use a wearable glass or a contact lens or a patch chip, which is AI enabled, and blink to go online. And everything will be voice mode based. So they may not require to read anything or memorize anything because everything is available on their fingertips. You have to just ask, and the AI will enable you completely. With this generation, how this technology is going to evolve, how AI is going to enable this Gen Beta is something which is going to be very interesting to watch, because they will know only one thing, simplification. And anything can be asked, which will be answered immediately. This may impact the education system altogether. Maybe beyond the schooling, they may not look at real benefit of doing graduation and so on. Let's look at some of those fundamentals of AI and agentic AI. So there are 3 types of artificial intelligence. The type 1 is artificial narrow intelligence, or stage 1, which is machine learning, which specializes in one area and solve one problem, like Siri, Alexa, and so on. Stage 2 is artificial general intelligence, which is machine intelligence, refer to a computer that is as smart as a human across the board. And stage 3 is artificial super intelligence, which is machine consciousness and intellect that is much smarter than the best human brains in practically every field. So when you come to generative AI, it's a technology that mimics human intelligence to perform tasks and can iteratively improve themselves based on the information they collect. Let's look at the definition of agentic AI. AI systems designed to operate autonomously, making decisions and taking actions to achieve specific goals with minimum human intervention is agentic AI. These systems can perform complex tasks, manage workflows, and adapt to changing situations, leveraging LLMs or large language models for reasoning and decision making. The difference between agentic AI and traditional AI. So traditional AI is reactive and task specific, while agentic AI is proactive, goal driven, and context aware. They have capabilities such as self-directed learning, autonomous goal setting, multi-step reasoning, and real-time adaption. So let's look at the fundamentals of AI. Artificial intelligence has many layers, the prime being the machine learning or ML, which is a subfield of AI where machines learn from data to perform specific tasks. Whereas generative AI is an application of machine learning that focuses on creating new content. Then there is deep learning, which is a subset of machine learning that uses artificial neural network with many layers to extract complex patterns from data. There are different kind of foundation models. Foundation models are powerful machine learning models trained on massive amounts of unlabeled data, allowing them to develop a broad understanding of the world. And typically, in most of the cases, they use the LLMs or large language model, which is a type of foundation model that is designed to understand and generate human language. So if I have to double-click more on machine learning has three primary learning approaches: supervised learning, unsupervised learning, and reinforcement learning. And its life cycle starts with data ingestion and preparation, which is the process of collecting, cleaning, and transforming raw data into a usable format for analysis or model training. This data ingestion is followed by model training, the process of creating your machine learning model using data, which is followed by the model deployment, which is the process of making a trained model available for use, and then the model management, the process of managing and maintaining your models over time. Let's look at the Gen AI landscape. So Gen AI is powered by agents, platforms, models, and infrastructure. Agents can be multi-agents like customer service agents, security agents, and so on, which is powered by the platform and any of those models, including LLMs, with infrastructure, which is the compute power, GPU, and so on. A Gen AI agent is an application that tries to achieve a goal by observing the world and acting upon it using tools it has at its disposal. They use the reasoning loop, various tools, and the models to enact. One of the most important concepts is grounding. It is connecting the AI's output to verifiable sources of information. One of the well-known models is RAG, or Retrieval Augmented Generation, where the LLM retrieves relevant information from external sources using tooling, and then it is enhanced or augmented, such as the retrieved information incorporated into the prompt to the LLM, and then it is generated. The LLM processes the prompt and generates a response. And it can go through several iterations where the LLM can iterate on the retrieval process as necessary. Some of the most used prompting techniques are zero-shot prompting, which is asking the model to complete a task with no prior experience, and one-shot prompting, which provides the model with one example to learn from, and others are like few-shot prompting and assigning a role, which is role prompting, and so on. Let's look at the AI market overview. Some of the AI transformation trends include organizations trying to associate themselves with leading AI companies, which we see predominantly all over the market. And there is a huge circular money problem with high valuation of those market, like a 100 million revenue-based AI company being valued at a few billion dollars. So that's where the analysts say it's a circular money problem. And there's a huge AI data center boom, which is happening across the world. Companies are pouring in trillions of dollars globally in total. Generative AI driving innovation is one of the key aspects. Like Gen AI fuel creativity and problem solving. At the same time, what is the future generations will do? Will there be impact on the complete education system? Will organization see value in the existing education system when everything is available with AI's adaptability? These are some of the questions which is associated with this transformation trend. Some of the business trends are every organization is trying to build an AI-first business model, rising their agentic and automation layers, trying to be the first in this whole transformation. Hyper-personalization with AI is really gaining momentum, especially in the retail sector. Sustainability and green transformation is evolving very fast with the advent of artificial intelligence. And customer empowerment and co-creation is scaling very high with Gen AI and agentic AI in their plateau. All this gives a rise to global digital talent markets. Let's look at the AI market growth. So global AI market grew from $200 billion in 2019 to $638 billion in 2024 at a compound growth rate of 21%. The future AI market projections forecasted to reach $1.89 trillion by 2030. At the same time, the generative AI market expected to grow from $16 billion to $356 billion by 2030. Agentic AI market projected to rise from $5 billion to $42 billion by 2030. By next year, 77% of global businesses will adopt Gen AI, drive innovations, and boost revenue by 25%. And this is all possible because natural language tools make AI accessible to non-technical users. So agentic AI market is expected to grow to $42 billion by 2030. And by 2030, agentic AI could also add 2.6 to 4.4 trillion annually to global GDP through increased productivity. Agentic AI sector-wide spending is led by healthcare at 2 billion in 2025, followed by finance, which is 1.8 billion in 2025. Followed by retail and manufacturing at 1.3 billion and 1.1 billion. North America tops regional spending with 3.5 billion in 2025. Europe and Asia Pacific are at 2.3 and 1.9 billion each. Let's look at the global AI job market overview. The current AI job market is approximately at 3.2 million AI related jobs globally. The projected growth rate is 35 to 40% compounded annual growth rate. Expected new positions by 2027 for AI-related jobs are at a whopping 15 to 20 million in demand. This is again led by North America, which will require about 5 million people, followed by Asia Pacific, 4.5 million people by next year, and Europe, 2.8 million, and so on. What are the skills in highest demand the next 2 to 3 years from an AI perspective? So the technical skills, there is 85% demand increase in LLMs, which is large language models, and 72% demand increase in computer vision, 68% demand increase in ML ops and AI infrastructure, and 58% increase in reinforcement learning, and 62% increase in edge AI and IoT. From a demand perspective, programming languages which will be highly sought out are Python, R, Julia, and Rust. There will be AI job growth in healthcare sector, which is leading at 52% annually. The projected positions required in the healthcare AI sector will be 800,000 jobs by 2027, followed by financial services, 600,000 jobs by 2027, autonomous vehicle, 450,000 jobs, and manufacturing and robotics put together will be around 540,000 jobs. Let's also look at some of those analyst reports and their views on this whole Gen AI, Agentic AI. So according to Gartner, Agentic AI is top trend for 2025. 15% of decisions to be automated by 2028. There are challenges like unclear return on investment, agent washing, and their suggestion is to start clear Gen AI project with an ROI-driven use case, redesign workflows, and implement governance, and so on. From McKinsey's perspective, 80% of companies use Gen AI, but few report bottom line impact. Agentic AI automates complex workflows, but 50 to 60% productivity gains. Millions saved in automation, but requires workflow design. So they advise that companies should invest in upskilling, data production, and security. In a nutshell, the strategic recommendation by some of those analysts are: start with a clear ROI-driven use case, redesign workflows for autonomy, implement robust governance and security, invest in workforce upskilling and platform-based strategies. Let's look at some of the analyst reports from a business trend perspective. The use of AI in at least one business function within the organizations continued to increase. In 2017, it was like 20%. Now it is close to 88%. And the AI usage in organizations beyond just one function, up to 5 or more functions, has increased from 2% to 20%. And the large companies lead the way in scaling AI beyond pilots. Companies who are valued beyond $5 billion are scaling at least at 39% in terms of adapting AI. And the benefits from AI is seen improved more in areas like innovation, employee satisfaction, customer satisfaction, competitive differentiation, and cost aspects. From the cost-benefit perspective, using AI, software engineering leads it, where AI has helped decrease the cost by more than 20%, followed by manufacturing, IT, strategy, and service. Some of the latest market updates includes the OpenAI and AMD partnership, which is valued at $100 billion plus, deal for 6 gigawatt AI infrastructure, which helped the AMD stock surge 34%. Adobe and Google Cloud partnership like Gemini, Veo, and Imagen integrated into Adobe's Firefly and Creative Suite for scalable content production. Then you have this: Wonderless deploys Gen AI for ads, cuts ad production costs by 30 to 50%, showing real ROI in marketing. Meta pushes AI generated content like Vibes application, already created 50 billion images. It doesn't go without certain concerns on the evolution of AI. Analysts warn of unsustainable valuations and a circular money problem, which they call it as an AI bubble debate. OpenAI faces lawsuits, government considers AI job impact loss. Obviously, there are security risks and concerns like malware, like prompt steal exploits large language models. Obviously, the compute investments, ROI demands, and increased regulations are some of those concerns. Also, the AI models would resort to malicious behavior like blackmail, known as agentic misalignment, which we saw in my earlier podcast, which also add to concerns when you look at human-like consciousness to machines. Work in the future will be partnership between people, agents, and robots, all powered by AI. We need to adapt how to work together. Very soon, more than half of current work will be automated. By 2030, only in the US, $2.9 trillion economic value could be unlocked. AI will not make most human skills obsolete, but it will change how they are used. Let's also quickly look at robotics and humanoids. So humanoids, the billions of humanoids robots would be operating across the world by 2040, doing work well beyond the scope of today's factory robots. Maybe nursing a child, doing the cleaning and the utensils, cooking, daycare, and so on. This is set to revolutionize sectors like healthcare, public space, maintenance, retail, service, and personal assistant. Let's look at the application of AI across industries. AI in transportation and autonomous vehicles like self-driving cars, traffic management, logistic optimization is really driving with full vigor. And in manufacturing, predictive maintenance, where AI helps cut equipment downtime by 40%, boosting productivity, followed by generative AI and digital twin technologies, which speeds digital twin creation, reducing R&D time by 20-30%. The future of autonomous manufacturing is where agentic AI will enable autonomous production and self-optimizing supply chain for improved efficiency. With the AI-powered digital twin and bringing the whole design production cycle down by 40%, one can design a car which normally takes about several years in 30 days. And we are going to witness mind-boggling designs which is going to flow into the market. Imagine a sports bike which is very different from the current one, like it has only one wheel, and a dual wheel based efficient car. Innovations are accelerating with GenAI fueled into the entire manufacturing process. And we recently also witnessed eVTOL, which is electronic vertical takeoff and landing, the primary OEMs being Archer and Joby. We may also see, in effect, futuristic airports, wherein when you walk in, your retina will be scanned automatically. So are the baggages. So you just walk. In healthcare, AI speeds up and improves accuracy in analyzing medical data for improved diagnostic. AI creates treatment plans tailored to each patient, customized treatment, faster drug recovery, and ongoing patient monitoring. I won't be surprised if there is a chip capsule which will be introduced. You swallow it, which is a capsule with an electronic chip in it, which will monitor you 24/7, and it will be within you, not outside, which will have the ability to real-time communicate and connect to observe and solve health issues. In finance, AI will play a major role in fraud and compliance and customer service. AI leveraged market trading with split-time decisions will make the market trading transformation into the next level. In retail, AI personalization will boost the conversions by 20-30% through customized experience. Agentic AI will manage the pricing inventory autonomously for real-time market response. Retail AI market is projected to reach $45 billion by 2030 due to demand for smart customer engagement. And AI will play a major role in futuristic energy, such as AI in grid operations, predictive modeling, decarbonization, and so on. Some of those GenAI pricing models are subscription-based pricing, consumption-based pricing, outcome-based pricing, fixed price engagements. As a trend, outcome-based pricing are more preferred by customers since they wanted to really see the value for money and return on investment. And when it comes to the fine-tuning versus custom model training, Fine-tuning is more preferred because custom model training of a model in GenAI is time-consuming and it is really expensive. While you can use an existing pre-trained model and fine-tune, which is inexpensive and not time-consuming. So customers prefer fine-tuning rather than custom model training or models. The partnerships are very critical for every organization with AI firms and startups. Obviously, the challenge will be what are the right partnerships one have to have. If there are thousands of so-called AI companies, which is all over the market. I thank you for your time and hope my podcast was insightful. I am Ramanan Thevarajan signing off. If you like this podcast, please share with your friends. Looking forward to connecting with you in my next podcast. Thank you.